Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Learning School Watch Wednesday night shows. Bienvenidos a la escuela Learning Espectáculos Nocturnos Reloj Miércoles. Welcome to Learning School Watch Wednesday night shows. Bienvenidos a la escuela línea. Doctoros, Merlojo, miércoles. We will be with you shortly. Yeah. Bienvenidos a la escuela Learning Espectaculums. Un momento. Welcome to Learning School Watch. This is Diane Linning, your host, coming to you live from the United States of America. We do a Spanish and English radio show once a month, reading from the Book of John. You may listen to archived shows on your computer by visiting the website www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Linning. Nosotros hacemos un show de radio en español e inglés una vez al mes, la lectura del libro de Juan. Usted puede escuchar espectáculo está activada en su ordenador. Visite el sitio web www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Linning. We are saying the Lord's Prayer for you now to learn it from memory. And you can find the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. And we're hoping that you will learn to say it from memory. So we will be saying that together in just a moment. Estamos diciendo la oración del Señor para que lo aprendan de memoria. Usted puede encontrar la oración del Señor en Mateo 6, versículos 9 al 10 y 3. Vamos a decir la oración del Señor juntos. So I'm going to begin in English first to say the Lord's Prayer together. We're so glad you're with us here tonight. I hope you can learn some English on our show, being with us here tonight, or maybe perhaps it's the morning for you somewhere. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Padre nuestro que estás en los cielos, santificado de tu nombre. Venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, así en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdonaros nuestras deudas, como también nosotros perdonamos a nuestros deudores. No nos metas en tentación, mas libranos del mal, porque tuyo es el reino, el poder y la gloria por siempre. Amen. I will read a few scriptures first in English and then read in Spanish for your understanding. Voy a leer algunas escrituras en inglés, luego en español por su comprensión. Dear Heavenly Father, bless each one who is listening today be with them, protect them, and may the Holy Spirit guide each person in their daily walk with the Lord. Build a hedge of safety around them and their families. Help them step from darkness into the light by following the pattern Jesus Christ has given to us to follow in the New Testament. May the scriptures come alive to each one who hears and reads the word. Bless and anoint those who share the good news with their friends and families. Give each one strength and understanding to do what is right. Help each one to show the love of God through their actions and kindnesses to others. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Oración. Querido Padre Celestial, bendice a cada uno que escucha hoy en día. Estar con ellos, protegidos, que el Espíritu Santo guíe a cada persona en su diario caminar con el Señor. Hacer una cobertura de seguridad en el todo a ellos y su familia. Ayudarles a paso de la oscuridad a la luz, siguiendo el modelo de Jesús Cristo, como nos da para seguir en el Nuevo Testamento. Que las Escrituras cubran vida a cada uno que hoy y lee la palabra. Bendice y ungir a los que comparten las buenas noticias con sus amigos y familiares. Dar a cada uno la fuerza y el entendimiento para hacer lo que es correcto. Ayude a cada uno para mostrar el amor de Dios a través de sus acciones y atenciones a los demás. Pedimos estas cosas en el nombre de Jesús. Amén. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Y dice aleluya en español es aleluya. Praise the Lord. I'm going to start now in the book of John in English, and then we will be saying it in Spanish. En español un momento. En inglés ahora mismo. John 1. Now, we have been reading in John beforehand, but I'm just starting Spanish, so we will begin with the first chapter of John. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. Verse 10. He was in the world, and through the world was made through him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. All you have to do is receive, and you can be a part of his family. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word was flesh, and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' One of this, or out of his fullness, we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law has given through Moses grace and truth that came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is the closest relationship with the Father, he has made him known." That was verses 1 to 18. Now in Spanish. En español. Juan 1. La palabra se hizo carne. 1. En el principio era el verbo, y el verbo era con Dios, y el verbo era Dios. 2. Él estaba con Dios en el principio. Por medio de él todas las cosas fueron hechas, y sin él nada de lo creado que se ha hecho. En él estaba la vida, y la vida era la luz de toda la humanidad. 5. La luz resplandece en las tinieblas, y las tinieblas no las ha vencido. Hubo un hombre enviado por Dios. Se llamaba Juan. 7. Este vino como testigo para dar testimonio de la luz, para que por medio de él todos creyan. 8. No era él la luz, sino que vino para dar testimonio de la luz. 9. La luz verdadera que ilumina a todo hombre venía en este mundo. 10. En el mundo estaba, y el mundo fue hecho por medio de él, el mundo no lo reconoció. Vino a lo que era suyo, pero los suyos no le recibieron. Mas a todos los que la recibieron, a los que creen en su nombre, les dio potestad de ser hechos hijos de Dios. Estos no nacen de sangre, ni de voluntad de carne, o de voluntad de varón, sino de Dios. Y el Verbo se hizo carne y puso su morada entre nosotros, y hemos contemplado su gloria, la gloria del Hijo único que vino del Padre, lleno de gracia y de verdad. Juan dio testimonio acerca de él, el clamó diciendo: "Este es el que hablaba cuando dije, 'El que viene después de mí me ha superado, porque existía antes que yo.' De su plenitud hemos toda la gracia recibida en el lugar de la gracia y dada. Ya dada. Porque la ley fue dada por medio de Moisés, pero la gracia y la verdad vinieron por medio de Jesucristo. Nadie ha visto jamás a Dios, pero el Hijo único, que es Dios mismo, y está en una relación más estrecha con el Padre, en lo ha cantado." We're going to play a song and take a short break, but we will return We will be back in a moment and return at verse 19. That would be Día 19. Un momento. Escuchen la música por tres y cuatro minutos. So we'll listen for music for about 3 or 4 minutes, and we will be back. Praise the Lord. Twyla Paris, and We Will Glorify. And you can order that song online, We Will Glorify. Just Google in that title, We Will Glorify by Twyla Paris, and order that song today for your enjoyment. We are going to continue with verse 19 in English, and then I will go on in Spanish and Espanol in tres minutos. John the Baptist denies being the Messiah. Now this was John's testimony when the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, "I am not the Messiah." They asked him, "Then who are you? Are you Elijah?" He said, "No, I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Finally they said, "Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John replied in the words of Isaiah, the prophet, "I am the voice of the one calling in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord." Now the Pharisees, who had sent 25, questioned him, Why then do you baptize if you are not the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet? I baptize with water, John replied, but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. This all happened at Bethany, on the other side of the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Now, in Espanol, Juan el Bautista niega ser el Mesías. Verse 19. Este fue el testimonio de Juan. Cuando los líderes judíos de Jerusalén enviaron sacerdotes y levitas y preguntaron quién era, él no dejó de contestar, pero contestó libremente: yo no soy. Ellos la preguntarán: entonces, ¿quién es usted? ¿Eres Elías? Él dijo: no lo soy. ¿Eres el profeta? Él respondió: no. Por último dijeron: ¿quién es usted? Danos una respuesta para llevar a los que nos enviaron. ¿Qué dices de ti mismo? 23. Juan respondió con las palabras del profeta Isaías: yo soy la voz del que clama en el desierto, enderezar el camino del Señor. Pero los fariseos que habían sido enviados, 25, le preguntó: ¿por qué entonces bautiza si tú no eres el Mesías, ni Elías, ni el profeta? Yo bautizo con agua, respondió John. Pero entre vosotros está uno a quien no conozco. 27. Él es el que viene después de mí. Sacaréis de sus sandalias, pues soy digno de estar. 28. Todo esto sucedió en Betania, al otro lado del Jordán, o Jordan, donde Juan estaba bautizando. Now in English, verse 29, 29 in English. Un momento. 29, that's verse 29 in English. We're now talking about when John testifies about Jesus. Jesus came after John. John was the man proclaiming and telling about Jesus, or this wonderful great man of God who was coming after him, of whose he was not worthy to tie his laces on his sandals, or we might say on his shoes. So here John is testifying about Jesus. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, a man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel. Then Jesus gave this testimony. I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him, and I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and I testify that this is God's chosen one. Now in Spanish, now in Espanol, verse 29, verse 29. Juan, the testimonio de Jesús. Al día siguiente, Juan vio a Jesús que venía hacia él, dijo, he aquí el Cordero de Dios, el pecado del mundo. Este es el que quería decir cuando dijo, un hombre que viene después de mí me ha superado porque es el primero que yo. Porque era primero que yo. 31. Y yo no le conocía, pero la razón por la que vine pasando en el agua fue que había manifestado a Israel. 32. Y Juan dio este testimonio. Y visto el Espíritu que descendía del cielo como paloma y permaneció sobre él. Y yo no le conocía, pero el que me envió a bautizar con agua de mí dijo, aquel sobre quien ves al Espíritu vender permanecer es lo que pasa con el Espíritu Santo. 34. Visto y doy testimonio de que este es el elegido. Now we're going to read verse 35 in English. Verse 35 in English. Follow along in English if you can. Place. Stay or escuchen in English. 35. 35. John's disciples followed Jesus. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what Jesus had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah, that is the Christ." And he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of God. You will be called Cephas," which when translated is Peter. Now we will read in Spanish at verse 43. In Espanol, verse 43. 43, 43. In Espanol. sí. Sí. Jesús ama a Felipe y Natanael. 43. Al día siguiente, Jesús decidió salir a Cesarea. Encontrar a Felipe, le dijo. Sígueme. Felipe, al igual que Andrés y Pedro, era del pueblo de Bethsaida. In English, I think we say Bethsaida. Bethesda. In español, Bethsaida. 45. Felipe encontró a Nathanael y le dijo: Hemos hablado a aquel Moisés que escribió en la ley, y de quien los profetas también escribieron a Jesús de Nazaret, el hijo de José. ¿Nazaret? ¿Puede algo bueno venir de allí? Otra vez. ¿Nazaret? ¿Puede algo bueno venir de allí? Preguntó Nathanael. Vengan y bien. Dijo Philip, o Felipe. 47. Cuando Jesús vio que se acercaba, dijo: Aquí es verdad, hermano. Aquí es verdad, hermano. Un israelita, fuiste Israel, israelita, en quien no he engaño. ¿De dónde me conoces? Preguntó. Jesús respondió: Yo te vi cuando estabas debajo de la higuera. Debajo de la higuera antes de que Felipe te llamara. 49. Y Nathanael: Rabbi, ¿tú eres el hijo de Dios? ¿Tú eres el rey de Israel? Jesús le dijo: Tú crees, porque yo te dije que te de debajo de la higuera. Verás cosas más grandes que esto. Luego añadió: Mi cierto os dio. De cierto os digo que a ver el cielo abierto de los ángeles y Dios estuvieron diciendo sobre el Hijo de Dios. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank the Lord for everything he's given to us. I'm going to say a prayer again. Hopefully I'll get it better this time in Spanish. Forgive me for my mispronunciation, but I'm trying to get the word out to all the people in the world we can. Dear Heavenly Father, bless each one who's listening today. Be with them. Protect them, and may the Holy Spirit guide each person in their daily walk with the Lord. Help each one to know that they can accept Jesus today as their personal Savior. All they need to do is say, I accept you, Lord, as my Savior, and I want to live the rest of my life in the light, walking with Jesus. Make a hedge of safety around them and their families. Help them to step from darkness into light by following the pattern Jesus Christ has given us to follow in the New Testament. May the scriptures come alive to each one who hears and reads the word. Bless and anoint those who share the good news with their friends and family. Give each one strength and understanding to do what is right. Help each one of us to show the love of God through their actions and kindnesses to other. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Oración en español. Querido Padre Celestial, bendice a cada uno que escucha hoy en estar con ellos. Protégelos y que Espíritu Santo guíe a cada persona. Su diario caminar con el Señor. Also una cobertura de seguridad en torno a ellos y sus familias. Y darles a paso de la oscuridad a la luz, siguiendo el modelo de Jesucristo, como nos da para seguir el Nuevo Testamento. Y las escrituras cobran vida a cada uno que hoy ale la palabra. Bendizo y ungir a los que comparten las buenas noticias con sus amigos y familiares. Dar a cada uno la fuerza y el entendimiento para hacer lo que es correcto. Ayude a cada uno para mostrar el amor de Dios, grave de pasiones y atenciones a los demás. Pedimos estas cosas en el nombre de Jesús. Amén. Pedimos estas cosas en el nombre de Jesús. Amén. Mi amor. We are so thankful for the time you have spent with us tonight. I wasn't able to get a closing in Spanish, but I hope that was enough for you to get us started with you getting connected with me in English. This is Diane Lenning from the United States of America, and I'm sorry I'm not the best Spanish speaker, but I'm hoping that you at least understand it in your language, and each time I'll try to do a little bit more in Spanish, and hopefully you can learn some English as well. I didn't ever teach Spanish, but I taught Spanish speakers English, so I had to learn enough to be able to communicate with them, but I'm hoping that you learn about the Word of God through this show when maybe you haven't been able to in another way. I hope you will feel God's love and His message through this Word tonight and the music that's presented to you. I hope you will join with me once a month on Wednesday nights to hear this show, and that you will have enough Spanish to help you to understand. Praise the Lord. Thank you. We just thank you so much for everything you've given us, your many blessings. We pray, Lord, that you would stir the hearts of people around the world to have a desire to know more about the Lord, to hear more of the Word of God, to meet with others. Nosotros hacemos un show de radio en español inglés una vez al mes, la lectura del libro de Juan. Usted puede escuchar Estáquilo, esta archivada en su ordenador desde el sitio web www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. Me gusto. It's my pleasure to be with you tonight. I look forward to our time we spend together with you next time. I'm going to play a worship song for you so that you can have a time to worship with the Lord. Music helps us to connect with the Lord. And when we just take a time to sit or stand and to worship the Lord, we can commune with Him and He with us. And I'd like to play the song, How Great Is Our God, with Bethany Dillon, the singer. You can order this song online if you Google it online from America, How Great Is Our God by Bethany Dillon. And we hope to teach you now at this time how to sing and how to worship the Lord. Here's a worship song, How Great Is Our God. Hallelujah. Otra vez, in English, we say hallelujah. In Espanol, they say hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? It's the same word, a universal word. Hallelujah is the same in every language. I like to give the salvation prayer in every lesson. I'm sorry I don't have it in Spanish tonight. But I will do that in English and hopefully have that in Spanish for next time. But hopefully you'll understand enough English to get what I'm telling you about. God has a gift for us, and it's the best gift we could ever receive, and that is the gift of eternal life through accepting his Son, Jesus. John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If we want to be in God's family and have eternal life, we need to accept God's gift. But God is a gentleman. He gives us a free choice. He does not force us to do anything. We don't have to have anyone's permission. We don't have to have our husband or our wife's permission. Our esposa permission, no. Don't need that, but we can just receive it on our own. Also in John 1:2, it says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to be children of God." In John 3:3, Jesus said, "You must be born again to enter the kingdom of God." I'm going to give the salvation prayer right now in English, and there's really no set pattern of words. It's just the idea of confessing your sins, believing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and asking him into your heart. But it's important that you say it in your heart and your mind. So if you would like to accept the Lord tonight, pray with me now. Dear Father, I know I am separated from you. I have been walking in darkness. I want to step out and walk in the light. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sins, and I receive your forgiveness. I am willing to turn from my own way and go and walk in your way, on your path in the light. Lord Jesus, I invite you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. And I ask that the Holy Spirit will be my guide to help me follow and obey you and the Lord's word the rest of my life. And I thank you so much, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Like I said, I will get that prepared for you in Spanish next time. I'm not well versed enough in Spanish to just speak some of these words without writing it. I can speak some of them, you know, without preparing, but I want to make sure I at least get the correct words, even though I might not pronounce them correctly. I do want you to be able to understand it. And I'm so grateful that you are with us tonight. Gracias for being with us. I hope you will join us again next time. Every Wednesday we have this show, but once a month it's for English and Spanish. The other nights I have English and Thai, English and Vietnamese, and we have some recorded in the archive in English and Chinese and English and Lao. We're looking forward to add other languages such as Cambodian and other languages of the world so that people can learn of the good news in their native tongue, at least enough to understand the message. We're so glad with you, that you're with us, and those of you who just received the Lord as your Savior, join us every month. Get yourself a book of John and read ahead if you'd like, to have understanding. I've been reading the Bible over and over for over 60 years, and every time I read it, it gives me another blessing and another way of seeing it in a way that uplifts and encourages me. And God's Word in the Bible is Him speaking to us through the Word that He's given down through the ages. And it's important that we hear God's Word. I would like to finish tonight with, let's just praise the Lord and lift his name on high. That's the name of this song. Lord, I lift your name on high. And this song is sung by Stuart Townsend. You can order many of these songs that I mentioned on the internet. Just Google the title of the song, Lord, I Lift Your Name on High. And if you can Google the name with it, if you can spell that, Stuart Townsend, just the name sometimes, so we'll bring it up. And I think you will enjoy us together as we praise the Lord for all the new members in God's family who have accepted Jesus into their heart. Lord, I lift your name on high, Stuart Townsend. Thanksgiving. And it's great to give thanks to the Lord every day, but I think on Thanksgiving we talk a little longer and share with one another a little more about the things that we are grateful. You know, many of us, I would say most of us in America, believe that America is a special place because so many Christians are living here and God has blessed us. And that doesn't mean because you're not a Christian that God can't bless you. That means that you can choose to have the blessings of God as well. It's just a choice you make. And we have some here in America who have not chosen to be Christians. And many of them don't enjoy the blessings that we do. We'd like for everyone to share those blessings with us. But that's a choice each person makes. And we can't make people do things, but we can share and tell you why we think it's so great and so wonderful. And the reason we believe God has blessed America is because we have honored God in the best way we can and have served God. Now, that doesn't look like that according to the movies that are put out from Hollywood. But most Americans are truly, really not like Hollywood. Those are stories. They're fiction. They're not real life. So I hope you understand that. Americans are not like the soap operas you see or the movies. We don't have the violence in our society that you see in our movies. And many of us don't care for the fact that they show so much of that. We don't think it's good. But yet, we have freedom in America in which people can express that. Therefore, we try to persuade people by using whatever means we can, using our freedom of speech to share, such as this, to share to you what the real life as a Christian is, what the reality of God is. And I think I have a little extra something to share tonight. I've lived a long time, and I am thankful that God had a plan for me for my life, even though it was different than the plan I had for my life. His plan was more wonderful and different than I could have ever dreamed or conceived. I was the A student perfectionist who came out of college with the idea that I was going to teach all the smart, genius kids in the world and just make the world a smarter, better, wonderful place like Utopia. They're teaching people to be smarter. But God had a different plan. And I didn't know that my life would be a lifetime of pain and suffering, of several debilitating illnesses, not just one, but several. Two or even all three of them could have been or terminated my life. In the majority of cases, two of the illnesses I had is a termination of most people's lives. But God had a plan, preserved me through those times. When I was 40 was step one in my healing process, and through that illness and in coming out of the pain and suffering that was increased quite a bit, God took me into ministering in the prison to gang members from LA, Los Angeles, and Orange counties in California. And I volunteered in the prisons for 8 years, witnessing one-on-one and sharing with individual gang members the word of the Lord and hearing their hearts and their stories, and working with them and their lives to give themselves a hope for the future. And I believe that God really used me in touching the life of hundreds and actually thousands of young men in Los Angeles and Orange County of all races, black, Asian, white, and Hispanic. There were many of each. In the more than one prison where I volunteered and later became a full-time teacher. At 40 hours a week inside a lockdown prison was not what I had thought I would be doing when I started my life. But yet God gave me the ability to meet directly with the hearts and lives of these young men, ages 14 to 24, in a way that I think most people would not have been able to do. You might have seen that movie that they made 10 years ago or so with the English teacher who took poetry to the gang members. Well, that was my story. I started by using poetry to the young men because many of them could not read very well, and many of them were not really special education, but they had what I called learning gaps. One young man was reading, and I made it safe for them to read out loud. I said, "You're going to learn one thing in here with me. I want you to learn to read. Reading is your ticket to life." So we did everything in every subject and gave them opportunity often to read out loud. And it's a safe place to read with me. No one will ridicule anyone else for your ability or lack of ability to read or pronounce words, because I'm here to help you and to teach you. They liked that, and they connected with that. And one young man read today, and I said, you know, you have what I call a learning gap. You are missing some of the skills that you would have learned in second grade. I said, what happened to you in your life when you were in second grade? And he said, Mrs. Lenning, that was the year we lived in a car and I wasn't able to go to school. That, to me, I think, really helped us and all the young men, up to 17 I would have at a time, helped us all, I think, to connect to each other. Because they sensed that I could see into their heart who they were. And I was allowing them to see into mine. There were times when those young men and I sat and cried with each other. These are gang members who shot and killed people, who were in for murder and rape and heinous crimes that I don't even want to mention. They're so heinous. But yet, God met their life. There was one young man they called Psycho, who happened to be one of the few white young men in there. And he didn't say a word for 3 months in my class. And none of the other young men would talk to him. Because believe it or not, they all know the story of the other one, of what happened. He had committed a heinous crime that's just indescribable. And so I was very sensitive to meeting the heart of this young man. And people in my church gave me books to take in. And so I had a whole bookshelf of books. I must have had 100 books. And I had 17 at a time come into my classroom, but we had 650 young men in the total facility. So we often wouldn't have the same young men come in every day. So I had more students than just 17. And once a week we would go in on Wednesdays and have a meeting with their parole officer, and I served as their servant advocate. And like a parent, and represented and advocated for the young men. But this young man they called Psycho, and I hope he hears this, because I still pray for all these young men. And I could say some of their names, but I don't want to do that. I want to preserve their privacy, because I believe God has touched them, and I'm praying that they've gone on with their life and accepted forgiveness of God and had moved on. But finally, after 3 months, this young man began to talk. But the books that I said I would check out to anybody, all they had to do was just tell me which book they wanted and I'd write their name down. Well, they didn't usually do that. The books just disappeared. And I was fine with that, because I wanted them to read them back in their bunks at night. And one day in a faculty meeting, the principal said, I don't know what you're all doing to these young men in their classes, but they're crying in their bunks at night. And I knew the Lord God was dealing with their hearts. And I found that the book that young man had checked out was a book of a convicted adult murderer from a prison back in Georgia somewhere. And he had committed a heinous murder, not even as heinous as what this young man had committed, but he had received forgiveness of God and told about how he had received the Lord as his Savior in this book. And this young man read that book. and I know a lot of other men did as well, because they were crying in their bunks at night. And it was all I could do to contain myself. When I heard the principal say that in this meeting, and of course no one said anything, because I was probably the only one who knew. And the Lord, of course, unless they had shared with other counselors, I don't know. So time went on, and this young man, after 3.5 months, began to speak a little bit in class, and I could talk with him from time to time. And I think the young men observed this and were amazed. And they often just looked with their eyes wide open and speechless at hearing this quite intelligent young man speak, who scored on a college level at age 17 or so. And the students were mixed, you know, with usually black with white and Asian, and most of the Hispanic were a majority of their group when they came and worked that way. And as time went on, it happened that I was put in charge of the graduation ceremony. And they hadn't had a graduation in 4 years. The reason being was that they could not earn credits as quickly as if they went full time. And so I began to really have a relationship with many of these young men, I think kind of like a teacher-parent relationship and a mutual respect. And we organized and practiced for a graduation. We had about, I don't remember the exact number, but 50 or so who actually graduated from high school in a lockdown prison. And oh, what a wonderful forte that was, because I was not able to continue to work in that job for but about a year. And it was miraculous in how I was able to say goodbye, which maybe is a story for another day. But and maybe I'll talk about how I used poetry, etc., to communicate them with another day. But I feel like this story right now tonight, the one I'm to say, this young man, and I don't know why they gave me the authority to decide this, but I was able to decide who was the valedictorian, and I picked him and gave the valedictorian seat. And this was a young man who said that he felt he could go on with his life now, because in his way of saying it, he didn't use these exact words, but that he was able to receive forgiveness and a new way of living, and that he was looking forward to a better life and a future life outside of that prison, when he would probably be released when he was about 25. That was the plan if nothing else happened. That it was so miraculous. And I think everyone there knew the miraculousness of the story when the kitchen allowed him to work in the kitchen where there were knives and forks. They only let certain people work in the kitchen. And if you had known his crime, that was miraculous. We saw God transform him right before our eyes. And I don't think everyone understood it to the depth that I did, but they knew something had happened that was wonderful in that young man's life. And he wasn't the only one. There were other stories as well. And I pray for each one of those. God, that you would bless them and protect their minds and be with them wherever they are in their life. Help them to receive and to accept you, Lord, as their Savior, if they haven't already. Help them to commit their life to God so that they may help others to avoid similar and dire circumstances and to be a blessing in the lives of others. I just wanted to say a few more words in that. God led me through a path, and that was kind of the beginning of when I saw that God really had a different plan for me in my life than the one I had planned for myself. Perhaps someday I could share more of that. But I think it's important for each one of you to understand that God has a plan for you. And we can be grateful for that plan He has. He has a unique plan for each of us because each one of us is unique and special in God's eyes. And I would want you to pray tonight in our closing moment that God would direct you and you would open to the guidance of the Holy Spirit to live your life according to God's plan for you. And to not be stubborn and willful or haughty-spirited or deceitful or proud, but to be humble and to pray that God will help you to fulfill the plan He has for your life. Let's just pray quietly together here in the last few minutes and enjoy this song, and then I will say a few words in closing. Thank you for being with us tonight. Starting in the first chapter of John in Spanish, because We didn't have that when we started the other languages, so it will be archived. You can listen to it again later. Please remember that God loves you and I love you, and we are thankful and grateful for the many blessings that God has for us, and that things are not important, but that we have a relationship with God is what's important, and that we have the promise of eternal life in heaven with the Lord Jesus and God the Father, and there again we will see each other face to face and sit at the feet of the Lord and hear Him speak and share, and it will be a heavenly life, blessed and directed by God. We look forward to that time together, and thank you so much for being with us. This is your host, Diane Linning, coming to you live from the United States of America. Take care, and God bless you. Good night. Bye-bye.